I should have mentioned this. I don't think I was clear about this. Talking to Kaylee here. and that is, we will be live from Orlando, Florida, Tuesday, possibly Wednesday as well of next week, covering the kickoff of the Trump 2020 campaign. We will be there at the Amway Center. Of course, Michigan controls Florida. That's the way it works. So I want to get through a few things here because, you know, every day we have piles of stuff we don't get to. Here's something that might get your attention. Hundreds of illegals from Ebola-ridden Congo, the Congo, dumped in Texas. Hundreds more on the way. A local news reporter looking for French-speaking volunteers to communicate with the individuals made a request on Twitter. City confirms hundreds of migrants from the Congo have arrived in San Antonio, Texas. The city is in desperate need of French-speaking volunteers. In a local news report, Interim Assistant City Manager Dr. Colleen Bridger said, "We don't get a heads up." Bridger said the illegal aliens started to arrive in town on Tuesday of last week. And Customs and Border Patrol said another 200 to 300 from the Congo and Angola will be coming to San Antonio shortly. A group of about 350 migrants from the Congo arriving in San Antonio in the near future. This is an Ebola part of the world. Are these people being tested? And this is the demonstration of what's really wrong here. You see, it's not just those in Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras making their way to the southern border. It's people from the center of Africa that have figured out if they can get themselves to Mexico, they can get their way into the United States. So every third world nation in the world has their sights set on the U.S. as a place to live. Meanwhile, an Iran-linked terrorist caught stockpiling explosives in the northwest part of London. Yep, terrorists linked to Iran caught stockpiling tons of explosive devices on the outskirts of London in a secret British bomb factory. That, according to the Telegraph newspaper. The plot uncovered by the MI5 and the Metropolitan Police in the fall of 2015, right after the UK signed the Iran nuclear deal. They're just now revealing the facts that there was a bomb-making operation, large explosives. Yeah, they were getting set to do some real damage, all right? Real damage. Meanwhile, check this out because I want to share this with you. This is... it's appalling, really. It really is. Democrat Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut says his lizard brain makes him hope and dream about bad things happening to President Donald Trump. For real. Can you imagine if somebody said that about Barack Obama? It's bite number one with Jim Hines, Congressman. I want you to hear it. Bite number one.
Congressman, do you want to see the President of the United States in jail?
More than anything else, Wolf, I don't. This isn't about my feelings or about retribution. Look, the lizard brain that I have says I hope bad things happen to this man because he has been so destructive to our republic, to the concept of democracy, to the concept that internationally we are a light unto the nation. So, yes, I have my emotional reactions. But look, we are a nation that is we are a nation of laws.
Let me get you react because you don't like what's said and you want bad things that your lizard brain wants bad things to happen to the president. Pure class. Meanwhile, let's go to the also ran column for just a moment, just because it's kind of fun. Beto O'Rourke in the also ran column. Beto's flailing and flagging numbers mean he's in big trouble. He is the court jester of the race to be the Democratic nominee for president. Can you imagine this clown being president? I asked Democrats that. They say no. I can't imagine Beto O'Rourke being the president of the United States. But he is dismissing his plummeting polling numbers, saying nobody thought he could win the Texas Senate race either. Newsflash, Beto. You didn't win the Texas Senate race. Bite number two. Go.
Look. There is a lot of time before the Iowa caucus. We've never been guided by a poll before. If you were to look at the Texas Senate race, the first couple of months after we were in, no poll was going to say that we were going to win that. When I first ran for Congress, in 2012 against an incumbent and against some very long odds. No poll at any point said that we were going to win, and yet we did. And if I am lucky enough to be the nominee and then to become the president of the United States, no poll will guide the decisions that I make. I'm just going to do what is right for this country by listening to the people of this country. So you ask what my strategy is. It is to continue to meet with people, to show up, to listen, to learn, to include as many people as I can, not just into our campaign, but into our democracy at this defining moment of truth for the country.
No. Do you ever quite understand what Beto O'Rourke is talking about? Alex, does he ever make sense to you? Thank you. That made zero sense. He just blathers. He's a blathering imbecile. I can't believe that anybody in Texas actually voted for this fool. He is a flat-out blathering imbecile. And that's the good part of it. Let's see here. All right, coming up, we've got the sexiest job of the week on the way, not too far down the road, and we've got a lot more for you. And if you're ready to lose weight, man, time to do it. Do what I did. Get a hold of the folks at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. It's a custom program just for you, not Steve's program, your program, not a one size fits all. And man, they do a great job. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Once known as Nutrimost, you're one stop to finally making the decision to do what you want to do. I lost a bunch of weight last year, kept it off, feel great. You know, it's summer, very happy with the way I feel, no question about it. 52 after, it's a Tuesday, the Steve Rivers Show, hour number three, right around the corner.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.